We're looking at about 2,000, I guess, probably a quarter of the flock. As a round figure, I'm still ascertaining it. It's going to be more a case of counting what's left rather than counting what we haven't got.
And ewes, wethers, lambs?
All over. Quite a few weaner lambs, just 4 months old, that sort of thing. Looks to be probably half of that flock's gone, so you know, they would certainly be the biggest proportion. And then not too many ewes. I was fortunately able to muster most of those mobs into yard. So.
And how about your breeding flock? Does that look like it's been saved?
Fortunately, my breeding flock has been saved. I was able to yard all the breeding ewes and some one-year-olds that will be maidens this year. I've got those on the property next door already being adjusted, so they were sort of out of the direct firing line at this stage. So, yeah, it's just a handful of each mob of ewes that were in the yards. We're on the wrong side of the yards. There's quite a extensive tree band comes down along the side of it. So, I haven't actually worked it out, but there might be 50 or so ewes short that way, but that'll be all.
When you drive up to your property from the road, you can see the pit that's behind us where the sheep that have been euthanised are going. And here in the yards, you've got people from the LHPA helping out shooting the sheep. I don't mean to ask you the terrible questions, but how is that for you, Tony, as a proud breeder?
Bad day. Yeah, real bad day. On a rating of 1 to 10, I'll have a go. It's a 9. Yes, you've worked all your life to get where you were and then start losing young sheep, especially ones that have not even had a chance to be breeders yet. That's pretty ordinary stuff. So, yeah.
Are you trying to take yourself out of the yards and not work there, or is it good for you to be able to see this happening?
Look, to be perfectly honest, I'm staying as far away as I can, all thanks to the local LHPA guys that are doing the work for me. Look, they straight away said, OK, we can do this, you do not need to be here at all. I'm sort of doing as little as I can, but I still feel that you've got to be there to do some of it, or at least lend them support, if nothing else. But certainly it's not a job I would have been able to put up with myself, not the numbers that we're doing here. This is just, monotonous, shocking work.
Yeah. Wish it was over.
Look, I wish it was over, yeah. I wish it had never started. That'd be a better call for it, I think. But we live in the country. It's a beast we have to put up with, a fire. All thanks again to the fire units that did come. I just can't imagine how many units I've seen go past here and have worked on this property in the last 2 days. Cootamundra, all over Yass and that sort of area. Just brilliant. They're all volunteer guys that aren't getting paid a brass razoo to do this. Their bosses are obviously letting them off work so they can come and be volunteers. We've got to support that a lot. It's just been brilliant. They saved every building on this property and they would have all gone without them. There's not a doubt in the world.
I'm a local from this area and I know that bushfires happen here often, and this is the second time that this has happened, not only to you but to people in this area. How do you feel about that?
Your number comes up. I think it's 27 years since we were last burnt, and it was a very similar fire. It did exactly the same amount of damage to my property. One was a lightning strike. I don't know what this one is this time round. I've got no idea, but it's all part of the thing. There can be accidents happen anywhere, or a power line drops, or whatever it is. I don't know. We live with it. It's a constant friend at some times of the year, and then obviously with dry summers, it's our biggest foe, and you don't want it. But you can't change it. It happens, and we did all we could to save what we could, and I've got to be happy with that.
I think at the moment the perimeter of the fire is about something like 92 kilometres. Yeah, which, you're operating here and just getting on, but it's big. And when you drive in your driveway, there's a big sign saying Stud Merino Breeders Association. Knowing, the lay of the land, what do you think the loss will be to, the sheep industry? Very significant portion of good breeders are from this area.
Look, I'm truly very isolated out here at the moment. I had no idea that it was that size area. Like, I've got nowhere near a radio or a TV or anything for 2 days. I'm really not that sure of what's happened. I have a fair idea of where the fire has gone, and as you're saying, yes, there is a lot of really good merino breeding genetics in the line of it. Look, if they've been as unlucky as we have and lost a quarter of their flocks, you know, like, what is the long-term effect of that? Very hard to say, but it's you know, it's a kick in the ribs that you don't really need.
And what do you need right now, Tony? I know you've been inundated with calls, so have we personally, being involved in the fire. Is there anything that you need, or that you are seeing that people around you need?
Can I just put in a little call to the bloke upstairs for some rain first? That'll do. Yeah, just settle this black crap that's floating around at the moment. I mean, it's just so hard to work in, and anyone that's out there will appreciate it. Look, it's number one. As Skye said, the offers of generosity are everywhere. It's just phenomenal what's going on. Sorry. Yeah, look, I just can't say enough thanks to everybody. It's people pitching in so many different ways. You know, offers of adjustment, feed. Like, we've got truckloads coming from here, there and everywhere, down around Holbrook's, throwing big loads of hay up this way. You know, friends you haven't heard of for ages ring up, oh, I've got a paddock to spare. Do you want to bring some sheep out? It's all great. Look, just thanks to them all. That's it.
We're with you.
I'm happy to do it, so, yeah, look, just, as I say, thanks to everybody. It's great.